accepted a scholarship from the government, he was obligated to accept an appointment from the government. But the government was kind enough to send him back to Wembanyama as a resident physician there. But as an employee of the government, he had so much administrative work that he really wasn't able to give much medical attention to the hospital. Eventually, two doctors from Holland, a man and his wife, came and have been there at Wembanyama for some time. On each of our stations, and in many of the outvillages, 16 or 18 of them, I guess, we do have a dispensary, and they have to be supervised, too. The only missionary, American missionary, we have in medical work now in Zaire is a nurse, Dorothy Gilbert. She does, I think, does most of the supervision of the dispensaries in the outvillages, and the doctor and his wife have remained at Wembanyama. But when this doctor, this Congolese doctor was there, he, so far as I know, was the only doctor for the whole tribe of 350,000 people. Wow. So you can see the medical work is in dire need of help.
Mm. Well, it was even worse when you arrived in the mid-30s, was it not?
When I got there in the mid-30s, we had two doctors. Three doctors. We had a doctor at Wembanyama, we had a doctor at Ninga, and we had a doctor at Tumba. Dr. Shafi was at Wembanyama, Dr. Lewis was at Tumba, and Dr. Hewlett was at Ninga. Dr. Lewis has died, Dr. Hewlett is retired, and Dr. Shafi came back quite a number of years ago. He's living in Pittsburgh now. Medical work is in dire need of help.
Is that due to the lack of people who will go?
There are many things that are involved in it. I think, I personally feel, I don't know whether the board would agree with me or not, I personally feel that it is a lack of, basically, a lack of interest on the part of the church as a whole to venture out into missionary work at the present time. Another thing, people in certain people have gotten a little bit disappointed in the way mission funds have been spent. Some of them feel that they should not go, any of our funds should go through the National Council of Churches. They've lost some confidence in that, unfortunately. And some of our funds do go through that, but for good purposes and with more returns, I think, than we could use by themselves. And some of the things that have happened in this country, the unfortunately, a false rumor got around that the board is giving money to some of the subservient people, the black power people. That was not true, but you know, when you turn loose a bag of feathers, you don't get them all back. So this has helped. And then the African people are developing leadership on their own. Some people take the attitude that they should be permitted to do a major part of it. They don't say that, not in Zaire. In certain sections, you can't get missionaries in now, but in Zaire. I said to Bishop Shungu when I saw him over at the World Methodist Conference in Denver, Colorado last year, I said, "Bishop Shungu, do you still need missionaries?" And he said, "If I had 50, I'd take them back with me. I've never needed missionaries as I do now." Hmm. So I feel that we who know the need and feel the need so keenly just need to do all we can to make other people realize that the people do need it. Now when they're trying to develop their own leadership, get their own people educated where they can do their work, and for us to say, "Well, now you just go right along and we'll stand back," I don't think that's right. I don't think that's the way parents do it, especially as long as they want us. Now if they got to the place where they felt that they could do without us and they could carry on the work, that's a different thing. And because that's what we expect to happen eventually. But until they do feel that way about it, I think we have an obligation to remain faithful to them. My feelings.